think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Manchester City is still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again, and Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is Soccer Matters. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
Hazard down the left wing here for Chelsea. Hazard in field to Costa. Diego Costa turns. Diego Costa for Chelsea. Into the box, into the box. Right foot, the shot is in. Chelsea have got it. Eden Hazard has scored the goal here at Stamford Bridge. That could, it just could, put a full stop to the most incredible sports story you have ever read. They might have done it. Chelsea 2, Tottenham 2.
Leicester City are on the verge of sporting immortality. Forget football, rugby, cricket, Olympics, Winter Olympics, golf, whatever your sport of preference. This is unprecedented. This has never happened in world sport. A 5,000 to 1 shot has never, ever in the history of world sport won a title, a race, or an encounter. Leicester City Football Club are on the verge of rewriting local, national, and international history books. The full-time whistle has gone at Stamford Bridge. Leicester City are the Premier League champions 2015-2016. Start the party, Leicester, because they have done it. Cahill and Hazard in the second half. The 5,000 to 1 shots have created history. The rest of the world's hearts are full of Leicester City. Our little city, our part of the East Midlands, is celebrated around the world. It's full time. They have done it. Leicester City have created sporting history. They're the champions. Pinch yourself. Let it seep through your skin. Blink.
Pinch yourself, let it sink through your skin. I love it. It's done and dusted in the Premier League after yesterday's 2-2 draw. Chelsea and Spurs, history made. Leicester City are champions. We'll talk about it tonight. The new order in England disrupted. The establishment disrupted. It was the year of the Foxes, and what an incredible run it has been. You cannot buy a T-shirt anywhere around the world. And you heard that commentator say 5,000 to 1, you'd have a better chance of seeing Elvis Presley alive or the Loch Ness Monster. Remarkable sports story. It's hit a vein worldwide, and we welcome you in tonight. Glenn Davis here. Leicester City, it has been remarkable. It is a remarkable story. The deeper you dig into it, the more remarkable it comes. Just fantastic. Got a number of people who are going to weigh in on it tonight. Warren Barton, the Fox Sports former member of Newcastle United, will be on the show tonight. Brad Davis coming back to town for the, well, not the Houston Dynamo anymore, Sporting Kansas City. We'll get his words on whether this is going to be emotional. In studio tonight, Eddie Robinson, Rodrigo de Luna. We'll also hear from Benny Failhaber. Going to talk to him about wearing that Jurgen Klinsmann jersey. It's a guy who's not been called in. Many thinks he should be called into the U.S. national team. He has not been. He is not in the preliminary roster for the Copa Centenario. Throughout the night tonight, 713-780-3776, we stream at ESPN975.com. Again, 713-780-3776. Weigh in on the Leicester City story. Is this the greatest impossible dream type story you have ever heard about in sports? It is worldwide. The city of Leicester now is getting worldwide attention. Also today, we want you to talk about this. Bayern Munich has been eliminated for the third straight time in the semifinals of the Champions League. Today they go down to Atletico Madrid. And over in Germany, in Munich, with the fallout of Bayern losing, Pep Guardiola done at Bayern Munich. Atletico Madrid is into the final, waiting the winner of Manchester City and Real Madrid tomorrow. Overseas, we go now to Talking Fußball, Sal Mitha. Well, today it might have been stunning. It might not have been if you were an Atletico Madrid fan, but they have advanced out of the semifinals against Bayern Munich today at the Allianz Arena. It is a bit of a stunner, a bit of a shocker. Missed penalties, refereeing decisions, it had it all. And our man on the scene with Talking Fußball, Sal Mitha, was there.
Thanks, Glenn. Yeah, definitely an evening that a lot of Bayern fans and the Bayern team felt like this time, the third time, would be the charm to get to the final, to pass a Spanish side and get through. And after losing only 1-0 on the road, it would be possible. They can do it. And the fan and the team came out confident and just controlling the ball. And you can feel that confidence. And you felt like Atletico Madrid were trying to figure things out. Okay, what are Bayern going to bring to us? And Bayern scored. It looked like it was going to go all their way. But something changed, Glenn, after Müller missed that penalty. And it wasn't from the Bayern side. They were a little bit stunned a bit, but you felt more confidence come from Atletico Madrid. Hey, wait a minute. We can do this. We can win this. And by getting that away goal and then taking it all the way to the limit, it really helped them. So that Madrid have been successful. They lost in the final last year in the Champions League final, and they, I believe it was the Europa Cup a year ago after losing in extra time. They deserve to get in the final after this nice little run. Now, to your question about Pep, I would say it's more meh. You know, we talked about this, that how awesome it would be for him to finish with a treble as he took over for Jupp Heynckes with a treble. I think it's a meh. He did well. He changed the system. But this was Pep Guardiola. He came in with such fanfare. They won the treble. They're going to win more trebles. They're going to win a lot more Champions League titles. And for him not to do that in his time at Bayern, I think comes out of disappointment. Sure, anyone else you can say successful. It was Thomas Tuchel at Dortmund doing it, or anyone at other clubs, so Lucien Favre. But this is Pep Guardiola, and he came in to win Champions League. And if you look at it in that scope alone, then it's a disappointment. So all of this will be covered in depth on Talking Fußball on Thursday and Talking Fußball Extra. And the current Talking Fußball will have everything about the Bundesliga. Will Bayern win it? In fact, Glenn, for me, it went from treble to trouble. Bayern had a trouble in sights. Now, I don't think the DFB Pokal finale will be a given. They're going to be playing an informed Dortmund. And so it'll be interesting to see if Pep will go out with a double or just one title.
My thanks. Sal, thank you very much, as always, for the great in-depth coverage there. And live today from the Allianz Arena, it was Sal Mitha. And again, you can catch him on Talking Fußball. So the Foxes become the first team to win the Premier League, which began in 1992. Other than Arsenal, Chelsea, Manchester City, Manchester United, and, of course, the one aberration, 94-95, it was Blackburn. Leicester ended the season in their last 18 matches, 11-1-6. They only lost 3 overall. 4 players were named to the PFA Team of the Year. 713-780-3776. Pep Guardiola, was he a success at Bayern or not? They lose in the semifinals of the Champions League to Atletico Madrid. Diego Simeone making physical contact with an official on the side. He's not going to be available, I don't think, for the final. That could be a big blow to Atletico because they do feed off his energy on the sideline. And Leicester City, we want to talk about that tonight. Is that the biggest sports story when it comes to doing the impossible, the odds of getting it done that you've ever seen as a sports fan? Let's go to the phone lines now. I think we started off here tonight with Mark. Mark, what's on your mind tonight?
Hi, Glenn. Just wanted to talk about Leicester City real quick. And one thing that's kind of being overlooked is just the continuity of the same starting 11. I know recently Vardy was suspended, but it was kind of the same starting 11 for such a long time. They didn't really have to rely on squad players so much. The starting 11 didn't really evolve. It was kind of the same starting 11. And I think that's been a little bit overlooked because Vardy and Mahrez and Kante had such great seasons that it was actually the starting 11 didn't change and they were able to have the consistency for, you know, the majority of the season.
Yeah, it's a great point, and it's one that's going to have to be addressed because if you're sitting here looking into next year and then Champions League competition, you're saying, okay, do they have to strengthen and deepen the squad? These are all questions that are going to occur in the offseason. Mark, do you think they're going to keep this team intact? Do you think they're going to remain intact?
I'm not sure. I mean, I think money talks and Mahrez has been linked to Barcelona in the media. It would be nice for the squad to stay together, but I think ultimately the big guys might come fishing and Leicester might not be able to keep hold of. Certainly Mahrez. I think everybody else will stay, but I think he's the one player that teams will certainly be looking at.
Let's think of this for a minute, though. They've just achieved something as a group, and for me there's a lot of selflessness in this team. That's what's so appealing. That's what's so attractive about them. You know, they've achieved something that likely is the pinnacle of their footballing career, based on the odds and everything. Do you think these guys, as much as we can tell from the outside, these guys seem to truly get along? They truly support each other. Like I said, they're selfless. Could they make a pact and say, look, let's stay together? And by the way, there's going to be a lot of resources to pay them more. And would it be better for Mahrez to stay with the team where he's established, where he has a role defined, where he is a star, and where he is appreciated, as opposed to going and being in the grist mill of Barcelona that's got, you know, a ton of attacking players in Neymar, Messi, and Suarez? Now, the flip side is he could say that's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, I guess.
I mean, absolutely. I mean, I guess if the Real Madrid's of this world or the Barcelona's come calling, and you've got to be one heck of a player to turn those clubs down. You know, even winning the league and, you know, being part of this Leicester team. I think ultimately if the European giants come calling, it would be difficult to turn them down.
Yeah, I think you're right. Well, we're going to see how it all plays out. Mark, thank you very much for the phone call tonight. Great point you bring up about the consistency of the lineup for Leicester City under Claudio Ranieri. Let's go to Caesar. Caesar, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, Glenn, how's it going, man?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good. What a game today, the Bayern. No, crazy. So mental. I back and forth. I thought Bayern was going to squeak it out towards the end. I think Simeone is going to be in trouble again because he's already been suspended for the last three games of the league.
There's no possible way he can be on the sideline for the final. You can't strike or make contact with somebody. It was a total loss of emotional control. He screwed up. The bottom line is he screwed up. As much as I love the guy, I love the man in black, I love the whole attitude on the sideline, you know, the blood and guts, yep. You know, I'm eating screws and shark soup for breakfast. I love all that, but that's over the line because he doesn't want his players to do that and get sent off, right? So he lost it, and you know what? I think it's a big piece of the final. No matter who they play, whether it's Real Madrid or it's Manchester City, Real Madrid's probably the favorite, obviously. But whoever they play, those guys not being able to look over to the sideline and see that guy in his form and that safety and comfort and security, that makes a difference to me. And I know some people are out there going, wait a minute, these guys are men, they're pros. I'm telling you, it's moving something that you don't want to have to move in a final.
I agree. And then also about Leicester, oh, great that they won it. You know, I was happy that they won it. But I guess people also forget in La Liga in 1999 and 2000, that season, little small Deportivo La Coruña shocked the world by winning the title, their only title, by beating Barcelona that came second, Valencia that came third, Zaragoza fourth, and Real fifth, and Real won the Champions League the year before. That's another kind of twist.
No, that's another great story. It's one that probably doesn't get as much profile as this one because it is the Premier League. It's the league around the world that everybody seems to be in tune with. I mean, the city of Leicester proper itself is penetrating all over the world right now.
Oh, I
through social media, through all these things. People are trying to buy T-shirts. They can't buy T-shirts. You know, it's a club that was founded in 1884. It's a city of what I guess about 400 to 450,000 people. It's like a textile city, I think. You can only imagine the pride that's going on in a smaller city like that.
I can only imagine.
Yeah, Leicester's going to get $36 million for winning the league, and then they're going to get another about the same for the Champions League. I mean,
they're going to keep their players, and I would like to see this continue.
Well, I hope they keep their players. I'm not sure that's going to happen because I'm sure, you know, you heard Mark on the prior call saying Barcelona's coming for Mahrez. I don't think there's any question, but I hope they get together and put a pack together and keep it intact.
I can see Mahrez leaving. That's the only one I could really see. And then that holding midfielder from France that Ranieri brought, I can't remember his name.
N'Golo Kante.
Oh, well, what a player. He reminds me of Matt Bailey back in the day.
Yeah, that man has, I believe, three lungs.
Yeah.
Well, Cesar, thank you very much. We appreciate it. It's an awesome, awesome phone call from you. Thank you very much. Remember, soccer matters.
Take care.
Wow. What a story it was. They do have resources now to protect their players. This notion of it was just a fortunate year, that goes out the window. There's a lot of people eating crow now after this. And Ranieri is a father-like figure. All right, we're going to take a quick break now. Bilal, you're going to be up first. We're taking phone calls at 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Quick word here. Summer is almost here. That means you have to sweat not just watching your favorite soccer team, but also your energy bill. Amigo Energy has a solution for that. Sign up for Amigo Energy's Basics 24 and receive a $50 bill credit exclusively for Soccer Matters listeners. Now, if you're moving, call us first. If you're up for renewal, look for us and switch. Did you know Amigo Energy is a public utility commission 5-star rated provider? That's right. You get both great rates and great service from Amigo Energy. Don't delay. AmigoEnergy.com/soccer matters. Sign up for Basics 24, 888-995-9299. Tell them you heard it on Soccer Matters, 888-995-9299. Save money. And for details on the $50 offer, please go to AmigoEnergy.com/soccer matters. Right now, a pair of tickets to the Dynamo Sporting Kansas City. Caller number 6.
ESPN 97.5. Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I want to remind you, as host of Soccer Matters, today I'm speaking on behalf of my favorite political party. Yes, I'm getting political. It's the Bud Light Party. People say this country's divided, that we disagree on everything. That is not true. We agree on a lot, like puppy videos. Everybody loves puppy videos. 3-day weekends, free parking, queso, margaritas, Messi, and Cristiano Ronaldo. You know what else everybody loves? Beer. Nothing brings to America together like Bud Light. So raise one right now and join the Bud Light Party with me on Tuesday nights at 7 for the best in soccer talk. And we do welcome you back and thank Budweiser for all the great support of this program. We do have a Game On for 90, which is sponsored by them, coming up here as well. We're continuing to talk Leicester City. We're continuing to talk Bayern Munich. Houston Dynamo fans, I'm very concerned. Where are you? Do you care about your team? What are your feelings about your team heading into this game against Sporting Kansas City? Did Dynamo have lost all their games on the road by a singular goal? So Houston Dynamo fans, prove to me that you are up for supporting your team. Pressure is fair. Criticism is fair. It's all fair game, but I don't understand why you don't air it out a little bit more. So if you do want to air it out tonight, it's 713-780-3776. You get your tickets for the Dynamo at HoustonDynamo.com. Also, we'll get some sound in tonight from Joe Willis of the Dynamo talking about what the struggle is. We will get some thoughts from Ricardo Clark as well. But again, the Dynamo get the road goal, and then Boniek Garcia gets stripped at the top of the box, leads to a tying goal. They end up losing 2-1. A lot of self-inflicted mistakes. Not scoring goals like they were in the first three games with 11. So we will take Dynamo calls as well here tonight, and we do want to hear from you. Let's go to the phone lines and Bilal. Bilal, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, Glenn, Soccer Matters.
Soccer Matters, Bilal.
I just wanted to get, well, for one, congratulations to Leicester City, but I wanted to get your take on yesterday's game. Tottenham is up 2-0, and they come down and they end up tying. Do you think after the first goal was scored, do they believe that the title race was slipping away from them?
I think it led to real pressure. I mean, that's really what I can see. All of a sudden, people are making poor decisions. The weight of their passes are different. Chelsea's coming to life, so don't take anything away from the opponent. You know, remember, this is a derby between Chelsea and Spurs. This is no ordinary game for Chelsea. And they've always had the one up on Spurs, and they wanted to keep it that way. So there was a lot of emotion, as you saw in the game, and Spurs lost their head. And by the way, for all of you hammering on Spurs for losing emotional control, that happens in sports. And listen, I just called out Simeone as a manager for losing control. But emotional control is a part of it. And the pressure on these athletes and players is pretty heavy. And I'm not saying that's heavier than some guy making $40,000 and trying to feed his kids on that type of salary, and he's got four kids. Pressure is relative, but it's a very young Spurs team, and they cracked. And I don't think there's any question that they cracked. And I think that first Chelsea goal did kind of force them into making some decisions and handling a little bit heavier pressure after playing a good 45 minutes. So the second half was all Chelsea, and my God, Hazard's goal, unbelievable. By the way, Chelsea fans deserve tons of praise as well, Bilal, because I love the chance for Leicester and the respect they got. Leicester will end their season at Chelsea, and I can imagine the Chelsea fans are going to serenade them again. I thought it was awesome from the Chelsea fans. And, of course, they got the tie with Ranieri as well.
I thought it was great, too. But sort of to follow up on that, now that we know who the winner is and with, let's say, Tottenham getting second place and Arsenal getting third, do you think it's now a race for fourth place between City, United, and West Ham?
Yeah, I do. Two games to
go. Do you think it's now a race between West Ham and Manchester United, given the fact that Manchester City lost to Southampton the way they did?
No, but City's got more points than both of them.
But I believe Manchester has one game in hand as well.
Do they have a game in hand?
Let me
pull up the Premier League standings. Well, I think if City wins out, and I'm more focused on City right now tomorrow to see if they can get past Real Madrid in the Champions League, but I'm still betting on City. There is possibility for others, and there is the singular focus of the Premier League for Manchester United. Let's see. You are right. Manchester United's got a game in hand. They're on 60 points. Yeah. Let's see. Schedule-wise is what we would need to figure out who they're playing, and we can do that during a break. But, yeah, I don't think the drama's over there by any means. Let's see what the fallout is after this game with Real Madrid, because if they get to the Champions League final, that's where their focus is going to be.
I don't think there's any question. And then if they get knocked out in the semifinals with Pellegrini leaving, Guardiola coming in, you know, how do these players react? The City's been a little bit up and down this year.
It's going to shape out to be an interesting last couple of weeks in the season between where their priorities lie, be it with the Champions League or maintaining fourth place for their new coach.
I don't think there's any question, Bilal.
I agree.
Always appreciate your phone call. Thank you very much for weighing in tonight.
Thank you, sir.
713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here tonight. I think it might be time for Game On for 90, Tyler. What do you think? Let's do it. Game on. And by the way, Dynamo fans, where are you tonight? Want to hear from you.
Game on, man.
Here's Glenn Davis.
Game on.
With Game On for 90.
Presented by Bud Light.
The impossible dream is complete. It's the greatest underdog story in the history of team sports, in my opinion. 5,001 odds to win the Premier League. You would be hard-pressed to beat this story about the Leicester City Foxes. Yes, they are the Premier League champions by virtue of a 2-2 draw between Chelsea and Spurs. Now, here's one. They spent $80 million on transfer fees. You know how much Manchester City spent? $580 million. Yes, they are improbable champions. 2 years ago, they were in the league below the Premier League called the Championship, or should we say the English Second Division. Last year, they barely survived the Premiership, winning 7 of their last 9. They hired Claudio Ranieri. They ridiculed him. The journeyman players were hardly known. Now we all know Mahrez, Vardy, Conte, and Morgan. All have stories of disappointment and triumph, self-belief in getting to the top of the mountain. A remarkable team. Yes, I said team in a day and age of self-posturing social media hounds as athletes. And it's so refreshing to see a team, players with huge respect for their 64-year-old manager and each other. The Fox has proved that the sum of all parts is greater than the individuals. It is a miracle. They create history and lore, and they remind us all of the amazing beauty of a group of human beings working together with a common goal, remaining egoless, supporting each other. For those middle table teams in England, they now can raise the bar higher to try and win the Premier League. Leicester has given you a larger benchmark. Thank you, Leicester. Thank you, Foxes. And football thanks you for taking us on this ride and reminding us how a group of individuals can reach the ultimate goal. That's Game On for 90, brought to you by Bud Light. So, we'll take more calls on Leicester, 713-780-3776. We'll take them on the Houston Dynamo as well. 713-780-3776. That's 713-780-ESPN. Here's an interesting little note. The Liga MX is more powerful than League One, says Tigres' André Pierre Gignac. Now, he's a Tigres striker, plays for the French national team. He's a 30-year-old. He left Marseille for Tigres last summer. He's been recalled to the French national team based on what he's done in Mexico. But he says, quote, Mexico is a big footballing country, maybe even more competitive and more powerful than France. Now, many had said when he left that Gignac was taking a step down by going to the Mexican League. But again, this quote, Mexico is a big footballing country, even more competitive and more powerful than France, possibly. Gignac saying that to France Football Magazine. Now, remember, he played 10 seasons in League One. And he says, you play in Mexico in stadiums with capacities of 40,000 to more than 100. People in France talk a lot about MLS, the United States, and its expansion. He said, I played over there in CONCACAF Champions League against Real Salt Lake. It's good. There's a nice stadium, superb pitch. It's nothing compared to Liga MX. Even my Argentine and Brazilian teammates at Tigres, who are internationals, tell me that the Mexican League has become better than their own. It's the reference in South, Central, and North America. There you have it. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776. Harry Kane of Tottenham Hotspur on Twitter. Congratulations to Leicester on what they achieved. And finally, thanks to all the fans. Let's finish the season strong now. Peter Cech of Arsenal. Congrats to Leicester City Football Club for the historical achievement. Dax McCarty of the New York Red Bulls on Twitter. The city of Leicester is about to run out of beer. And he's probably right.
party, I don't think there's any question, continues to roll on there. All right, let's go now to Fox Sports analyst Warren Barton. Warren obviously was a part today of the broadcast team of the Bayern Munich Atletico Madrid match. Here's Warren Barton. I start out asking him about Leicester City and this improbable run.
Yeah, it's quite sensational. It's what dreams are made of. People like Vardy, who 5 years ago was working in a factory, and now he's lifting the EPL title. So it's an amazing achievement for a club over 130 years of their history. It's the first time they've won a major trophy of this level. Great for the coach, who's had an indifferent time wherever he's been. You know, he found it difficult at Chelsea and been all over Europe. But what he's been able to do is nothing far other than a remarkable story. And the players, and I don't think we're ever going to see anything like this. You know, there was 5,000 to 1 to win it at the start of the season. So a quite remarkable story. You can maybe look at the instance of Chelsea not doing well, Manchester United, Man City, Arsenal, Liverpool, Tottenham possibly. But at the end of the day, they've been the most consistent teams. They've only lost 3 games. And it's a great story. And obviously next season, they'll be in the Champions League. So the money that generates, to maybe keep hold of one or two of their superstars and obviously build and be a strong team in the EPL. Can they win it again? I very much doubt it, but they're going to enjoy this moment.
Warren, let's talk about this, because this is what jumps out to me, and this is what that made me latch on to the story, because, first of all, each guy has an individual amazing story that includes disappointment. It is about team. It is about a collective group of guys, which, you know, in an era where it's big money, it's generally about money, the big clubs, self-indulgent players, not all of them sometimes, social media. It's kind of refreshing and a great kind of cold water slap in the face to see what the sum of all the parts did here and how much these guys seem to love each other.
Yeah, they really have a real bonding. You see the celebration. I mean, was watching the game and, you know, virtually every player was there. And what a lovely story for Ranieri to be taking his 96-year-old mother out for lunch and then flying back, missing the game. And all these romantic and togetherness and, you know, going for these pizza parties and things like that. It's very refreshing in the modern game. It just shows you what hard work and commitment and some quality. You know, and maybe on another level, you're looking at what Atletico Madrid are doing. You know, they haven't maybe got the superstars of what Real Madrid have, but that togetherness and that willing to work, and as Fernando Torres says, they're willing to die for each other. It is, as you said, very refreshing in a society that's been looked as being quite selfish and self-opinionated. So it's an excellent story. Hopefully this is a model for other teams. You know, in my time, I played for a team called Wimbledon in the EPL. We wasn't the most talented team in the world, but we had hard work and commitment and always finished in the top 10 at the time that I was there. So, you know, it just shows you that togetherness can carry a long way, as well as having an experienced coach that knew he'd just ride the wave. He didn't want to change it. It was called the Tinkerman before, but he got the best out of his players. They responded to that, and it's been a wonderful, amazing story.
All right, sticking on the Premier League, Warren, Jose Mourinho, the rumors continue to swirl about him going to Manchester United. I just don't see him a fit from his coaching style to his purpose of play to the fact that he likes to buy players. Do you think this is going to happen?
I think if it was going to happen, it would have been more public now. I think maybe it might be his respect for Louis van Gaal that he doesn't want it to come out now. They have a good relationship. But I think if you would have asked Manchester United when Sir Alex Ferguson left, would you have wanted Mourinho? And they would have said yes. Okay, it didn't work out great for him at his time with Chelsea, working under different circumstances than he did the first time. And obviously the players had a lot of pull there and his style of football. But I do think he can handle the expectations of Manchester United and take them back to winning. And that seems to be where they are at the moment, where they're not having attractive football and they're still not winning. And most Man United fans that I speak to would just say, we want to get back to winning ways. And winning is a habit and losing is a habit. And they've not been able to do that consistently. That does then have the cover of what will Ryan Giggs do? You know, what is the expectation of Ryan? Will he have to leave and maybe learn his trade somewhere else? But I think all avenues point to maybe the respect that he's got for Louis van Gaal, that he doesn't want to come public yet. Not like what Guardiola did with Pellegrini at Manchester City. So maybe Mourinho sees that. But you're right, man. I think It's not gone as smooth as maybe Manchester United would have liked to have done. That's why I still cast it down. But I do believe that come the summer, once the dust is settled, that Mourinho will be head coach at Manchester United.
Fascinating. Let's go on to the Bayern Munich Atletico Madrid game here today. You alluded to the fact that Atletico under Diego Simeone, obviously this whole collective spirit they have, they fight tooth and nail. And every single game, Griezmann has an opportunity or two on the counterattack. He gets his one today. He delivers. Just your overall thoughts on this one today.
Well, I thought, you know, Pep's selection with Ribery and Thomas Müller, there was a talking point last week. Why didn't he play him? And he played him. I think the first 45 minutes, they totally dominated the game. And if Thomas Müller put that PK away, it could have quite easily been 3-4-0 to Bayern Munich because they was rampant. I've never seen Atletico be pulled around so much and be so desperate, last-ditch tackles, scrambling around, miss-kicking balls as a defensive unit. So the missed PK and half-time come at the right time for Simeone, and he made a tactical change. He had a holding midfield player, which then allowed Fernando Torres to push further up the field and be closer to the likes of Gabby, who I thought had an excellent game. And they got that goal, and it sort of really took the wind out of the sails for Bayern Munich for a good 15, 20 minutes, and then they rallied back. But I just think the most organised team, and Pep again has come up against Spanish opposition and found it difficult. And it's a hard thing to say when someone's won the domestic league three times. But I think his time at Bayern has been a failure for Pep Guardiola, leaving. He was brought there to win the Champions League and dominate like he did with Barcelona. But a wonderful collective performance. And you can imagine all the thoughts that are going through Griezmann's mind when he's coming against Neuer, and he had time, but the composure that he showed, and I think over both legs, Atletico showed that organisation and discipline, but also areas of quality. I think we get a bit caught up saying that they're street fighters, but they can play as well, and they are out to win this competition and maybe get a revenge of what happened a few years ago with Real Madrid.
The only thing I'm concerned about is that link between that man in black on the sideline and how important he is sort of from an emotional standpoint, and at the glance of an eye, any player can see him over there. Do you think that's going to be a problem? Because he's ultimately going to be suspended, I would have to think. I don't think there's any way it can't happen for the final.
Yeah, I mean, you can't defend what he did. And I love his passion. I love it, the way he prowls around like a caged tiger, motivating his team, driving his team on, speaking to the officials. But there's a fine line between being passionate and enthusiastic and slapping someone on the back. And the guy is an official, and I'm sure UEFA will look at that and have that. A fine would be enough for me, Glenn. I wouldn't want a coach to not be on his sideline because his maybe behaviour can be penalised next year. It's like a player. I always thought a player in the semi-final, if they get sent off, that's enough punishment. You shouldn't miss a final because that's once in a lifetime. I know rules are rules and they're there, and he did make contact. It wasn't a push. It was a full-blown slap on the back of the official. So they will look at that. He's already suspended domestically, so he has got previous history, as he has done on the field before when he's walked on the field before with officials. So he's had previous there. So I love what he does, but there's a fine line. And when you're a head coach at that level, you must have that control where you're pushing and pushing people and actually physically hitting someone and bringing the game into disrepute. We love all the other side of his passion and drive and motivation of what he does. But you're right, man. I mean, we've both been in the game long enough. Them type of things, you know, that's that line that we don't want to see. Young kids are watching. People are watching the game. You don't hit an older person, an official. That's not. And people say, well, oh, it was only a slap. But it's not. It's just raising your hand on someone. You shouldn't do that. You should have enough control as a human being that you can't do that. If you did that on the street, you get arrested.
I'm with you, Warren. As always, great insight. We appreciate you coming on the show. It's Warren Barton of Fox. Warren, thank you very much, and we look forward to talking to you again.
You're a gentleman, my friend. Take care.
All right. That's one and only Warren Barton. Always great analysis. I love the fact that he gets right to it. He's got an opinion. As a guy who's been there, it's great stuff. All right. Quick word here for the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. Now, they're personal injury attorneys. John Daspit gives you the personalized approach. 713-588-0383. They treat every case as if it is their own. Whether it's a car accident, boat, motorcycle, industrial, construction, plant and refinery, 18-wheeler, Daspit Law Firm is the one for you. So you go to DaspitLaw.com. They work 24/7, nights and weekends.
You got to fight for your right for compensation. And those times are very stressful when you get in an accident, even if it's a fender bender. I mean, I know everybody gets upset. They get nervous. Car, boat, motorcycle, industrial, construction, plant, refinery, 18-wheeler, DaspitLaw.com. Get there. They can help you. They can help guide you through the process. You need an advocate when you have a problem. 713-588-0383. That's DaspitLaw.com. All right. Up on my Facebook page, Facebook Soccer Matters, or our page, because it's your page as well, because you guys are providing a lot of the content, we have the Soccer Matters mugs. They're great. I'm using one at home right now. I've got a bunch to give away. I'm going to give one away right now. Sixth caller gets a courtesy of Daspit Law Firm, a Soccer Matters mug, and they're pretty hip. A lot of people were asking me for them. 713-780-3776. Sixth caller gets one of these mugs, special edition.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, producer Tyler here. Welcome back to Soccer Matters. Glenn would like me to remind you, Facebook Soccer Matters. Go to Twitter, follow him at Glenn Davis Sock. You can also catch all the podcasts after the show at podcastarena.com/soccer matters. They're also up on iTunes as well. You can search for Soccer Matters. And then on Instagram, Glenn Davis Soccer. Take it away, Glenn.
Nice, Tyler. I got to tell you, that read was very professional and... Producer Tyler Scott doing a great job, and as always, helping me out with the program. And we've got a lot of things to get to tonight. We've got a Benny Failhaber interview.
Yes, Ben.
Eddie Robinson and Rodrigo De Luna will be in studio here. We're going to do a roundtable in the second hour. I'm going to play them the Brad Davis interview and get their reaction as well. Right now, a quick word here for the Daspit Law Firm. It's DaspitLaw.com. They are personal injury attorneys. They bring a personalized approach. Again, if you get in a car, boat, motorcycle, industrial accident, construction, plant, refinery, 18-wheeler. You want somebody who's going to work for you 24/7, nights and weekends, to get you sorted out, to be an advocate for you. They're going to fight for your right for compensation. So John Daspit and his law firm, Daspit Law, they can be contacted at DaspitLaw.com or 713-588-0383. It's DaspitLaw.com. Our thanks also to the Gorgeous Gale. It's the home of the Liverpool Supporters Group over in West University, a great Irish pub, all kinds of great offerings, whether it's beer, whiskey, you name it. Great place, real open, all kinds of great monitors all over. I mean, no matter where you walk in there, you're going to see a monitor. You're not going to miss your game. You're not going to miss the big play unless you're talking to a lovely looking lady or your friends and not paying attention. Again, it's the Gorgeous Gale, thegorgeousgalebar.com. Then in Midtown, another one of our great Soccer Matters bars is Bar Munich. So my good friend Raymond down there asked you to come in there. And again, that's another really open type place. I've watched games at both of these places. I love them both. Great supporters of the show. So Bar Munich in Midtown on Louisiana. The man is Raymond down there. Tell him Soccer Matters sent you down there. And it's a Gorgeous Gale over in West University. So we thank both of those great local pubs and bars. All right, right now, time to dip into another interview here. Caught up with Benny Failhaber a little bit earlier today. Eddie Robinson came in the room and is doing some gyrations that's scaring the crap out of me. Jesus. Gyrations? He's turning his, I don't know what it was, but it was something. Now he's just left the room. That was interesting. Rodrigo De Luna just came in like, you know, Claudio Ranieri, very classy, sat down. Of course, he's wearing a Mexico jersey. I don't know what that's all about. He's got his Ranieri glasses on, he just told me. All right, so let's go to this interview. Sporting Kansas City in town. This interview brought to you by HoustonDynamo.com. That's where you get your tickets. Sporting Kansas City coming into town. One of the hottest midfielders in Major League Soccer the last couple of seasons, Benny Failhaber. I start this interview off with him by talking about how Sporting Kansas City is going to get back on track?
Yeah, I mean, it's MLS, man. It's tough, and I think we've been playing pretty well, to be fair. The last three games, I think we played well in San Jose, had a couple of tough calls go against us. Then we played pretty well in Vancouver and had the majority of the game away from home. And then we had pretty much all of the game against LA, and you know, they took care of their one chance, and we weren't able to sneak any more than the one that we had. So we've put some good performances in. We just haven't gotten the points. So sometimes it's tough just kind of reverse those fortunes. But we feel good about, you know, what we're doing and what we're providing on the field. Now we just got to get the points.
Yeah, you said it. This is MLS, and anything can happen in MLS. Certainly officials have been up front and in focus these days. But you as players can control what? The big game-changing mistakes, the big moments, the decision-making relative to time and score and all these types of things?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like what you said. Refereeing is a tough job, and I think we all know that. And I think the most we can ask for is you know, for referees to be as consistent as they possibly can. But there are going to be times where you miss, you know, one or two big calls, and that could, in theory, you know, change the outcome of the game. And so, you know, as much as you don't want to think about anything that's happened in the past and you want to move forward, it is, you know, always frustrating when that does happen. Whether, you know, obviously sometimes it's going to favor you, but when it doesn't, you know, help you, then it's definitely frustrating when you put in the effort and the work throughout the whole week and in the 90 minutes, and then, you know, one or two calls don't go your way, and that's, you know, a big reason as to why you don't get the points. So, you know, having said that, we do know it's a tough job, and they're not always going to get it right.
Benny Failhaber joining us. Benny, it seems to me like you're very settled off the field with your family. Are all these things that we always hear, you know, if a guy's settled off the field, does that definitely play into being more comfortable doing your job?
I think it depends on the person. For myself, I think it definitely does help me. I think, you know, having my family behind me, having kids now, and knowing who you're really playing for, I think it gives you that kind of sense of responsibility, and it gives you a better attitude going into not only games but trainings every week and off season and really everything. So it does kind of change your mindset, and for me, it has helped me definitely, you know, have that better mindset, better attitude, and I think it's kind of taken over in games as well, and helped me become a better player.
Yeah, does the paycheck look differently now as opposed to when it was only you whom you had to take care of?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely that sense, but to be fair, I've never been a guy that likes to spend too much money.
Right.
I'm more of a guy that likes to save and know that I have that in reserve kind of thing. So I've never been a guy to, I've earned this money, let's go out and spend it. So that's still kind of my same attitude as it always has been. And obviously now there's money going into, you know, other avenues such as, you know, kids and clothes for them, diapers, and obviously my wife needs clothes as well and all that stuff. So, you know, I think for myself, I pretty much just spend money to eat. But I know that there's a lot of different avenues that the money is spent now.
How about playing with Brad Davis now, the addition to your team? I mean, I look at you, Brad Davis. I mean, boy, you got a number of skill masters on this team. Dwyer up front, Roger Espinosa. We can go on and on. Graham Zusi.
Yeah, I think we've seen bits and pieces of it this year, you know. I think we're still not clicking where I think we will be, and hopefully where we will be towards the middle and back end of the season. But you've seen glimpses of, I think, every player, you know, what Brad can do. Obviously, we've seen this past weekend with his goal, and he's yet to get, you know, one of his infamous set-piece assists. So we know that'll come as well with the year, and that goes with me as well. I think I've only got one assist so far, and I want to get more, and I think you know, I think they'll come, and we need, you know, Zusi to you know, get goals, and Dom to get goals, and so I just don't think it's clicking yet, but we can definitely feel it in training, and like I said, bits and pieces in games, that it is, you know, blossoming slowly, but it'll come, and so we feel pretty comfortable with the fact that we will improve and we will get better as the season progresses.
Benny, how do you guys decide on who's taking the set pieces? I mean, you got Brad Davis, you got Zusi, you got you, all guys capable. You know, is there a lottery to that, or do you guys do what is it, rock, scissors, and paper to figure out who takes it?
Yeah, well, it's funny that you ask, because we've had these kind of arguments not only on the training field but in the game as well, where sometimes it's who's the best lawyer is going to, you know, really win the day. But for recently, I've told Dom and Brad that, look, if the ball is set up where the wall's set up on, I guess, our right side, then it's for a left-footed taker, then they can just argue about it. And if it's on the right side and the wall setting up the left side, then me and Zeus will argue about it. So at least it takes a little bit, you know, less of an argument to win that battle with that kind of in mind. So, but it's tough, man. Everybody wants to get involved. Obviously, Brad wants to take one. I want to take one. Zeus, Dom, even Nuno, he can take them pretty well in training as well. So he wants to take them sometimes. So sometimes it's who's the best, like I said, the best lawyer.
Benny Failhaber joining us here on ESPN 97.5. This is Soccer Matters. Coming to town this weekend, Sporting Kansas City, chock full of talent, great rivals of the Houston Dynamo. You can get your tickets at HoustonDynamo.com. Benny, are the Dynamo a dangerous animal right now? They certainly haven't had the results. They've had some mistake-laden games. Are they a dangerous animal when you come down to BBVA Compass Stadium?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be lying if I think you could ask, to be fair, you could ask me about any team in the league, and I would say that they're all dangerous. So, you know, Houston's had a tough time, obviously, with the beginning of the season. I watched their last game against Salt Lake, and I thought, take away a little bit of, you know, bad luck and some good goalkeeping, I think they at least come out with a point and maybe three. And having said that, it's kind of the rut that they're in where – I think one thing goes wrong or two things go wrong and you start thinking, you know, we're not going to get the result that, you know, maybe we should. So it's tough to kind of be in that position, but it's also a position where it is dangerous playing against them, because you know they're going to come out with everything. They're going to be pushing forward, obviously playing at home. They want to get a result. And from our perspective, I think we need to try and, you know, kind of do the same things that we've been doing the last few games, and hopefully keep that in the back of their heads, where if one thing goes wrong, then everything goes wrong for them. And I think if we're able to kind of put them under and maybe get an early goal or you know, make them doubt, you know, that they do have that ability to win games, because sometimes you forget about that stuff in MLS, you start, you know, get into a funk and you forget that you can win. That's something that we'll have to try and, you know, keep them down as long as we can.
Benny, you recently came out, you had a Germany jersey on with Klinsmann's name on the back. Many people are wondering why you haven't been picked for the preliminary roster for the Copa America, haven't got the U.S. call-ups, especially with your performance-based efforts in Major League Soccer. First off, the message you were sending with the jersey. And then second off, is it motivation not getting picked for the U.S. national team? I mean, have you closed the door on all that?
I think, well, first off, to answer the second question, motivationally speaking, I think it used to be. Now I don't think my opportunity is, you know, there to be with the national team anymore under Jurgen, unfortunately. So, you know, there's no motivation there in that sense where, you know, I don't think that I could play as well as I possibly could play. And I don't think I'll be back on the team. So unless we get a new coach at some point. But having said that, the motivation is still there, and a lot of other aspects. I want to prove it to myself that, you know, I am good enough to not only, you know, to prove it to, I guess, myself and other people that I should get that opportunity, but also just to prove it that, you know, I'm a good player with my team and I'm successful in my league. And I think that's something that is very important to me, more so now than ever, because, you know, Sporting has really, I think, revitalized my career, you know, 4 years ago. And I think not only my game, but my mentality has changed a lot, where, you know, I really care about winning competitions, getting trophies, you know, succeeding as a team personally as well. And so that the motivation is definitely there. And that's to your first question. We obviously do a lot of Jersey Fridays as much as we can this year. Not as much because we don't have many Saturday home games. But when we do have Saturday home games, we tend to do a jersey Friday for training, and it's a competition of who's gonna, you know, have the best jersey, whether it be, you know, comically speaking, or, you know, just sort of a quality jersey from the past or whatever. So, you know, I really wanted to win one, and I thought that was a good idea. I knew everybody would get a pretty good laugh of it, and, you know, it's supposed to be funny. So I hope most people, you know, thought it was funny and got a good laugh.
I think they saw the humorous side in it, I think, for sure. Benny, listen, thank you very much, as always. We love having you come on. We all remember the great goal you scored in the Gold Cup against Mexico. That's one that's indelibly etched in a lot of people's minds. And we do appreciate you coming on the show today and being so thoughtful and taking us into some places we didn't know about. So thank you.
All right. No problem, man. Appreciate having me.
All right. That's Benny Failhaber. All right. Glenn Davis here, host of Soccer Matters. I want to remind you that I'm speaking on behalf of my favorite political party. Yes, I'm getting political on the air here. My party, the Bud Light Party. People say this country is divided, that we disagree on everything. It's not true. We agree on a lot. Like puppy videos. Everybody loves puppy videos. And three-day weekends, free parking, queso, margaritas, bacon, Messi, and Ronaldo. You know what else they love? It beer. Nothing brings America together like Bud Light. So raise one right now and join the Bud Light Party and myself every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock for the best self-proclaimed in soccer talk. All right, we'll take a break. Sixth caller right now. You get the Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5 mug right now, special edition. Fernando, stay with us. You're going to join us. And one of the great soccer men in our community, Rodrigo De Luna, in here. Plus TV partner Eddie Robinson, former Houston Dynamo, MLS Cup winner. He's in here as well. We're going to banter around a number of topics. We'll continue to take your call at 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5.
Let me clue you in.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios, this is ESPN 97.5. KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gal Media station.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.